From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. The Republican National Convention starts today, and if you watched any of the Democratic Convention, you know this year's mix of live and pre-recorded speeches was very different from the traditional format. You can expect something similar from the Republicans, of course. At heart, these conventions are a form of marketing, and moving them to virtual events in a COVID economy has its marketing pros and cons. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Without a live audience, political parties miss out on a way to broadcast enthusiasm for a message.
You don't get the applause at certain points. You don't get the orchestrated signs that people were holding up.
Kostas Panagopoulos at Northeastern University is the editor of Rewiring Politics, a book about modern party conventions. He says virtual conventions do give political parties a chance to convey their messages exactly as they intend to.
They can be recorded and improved, and if the points are not clear enough, they can even be rewritten and re-recorded.
Panagopoulos says in recent years, traditional conventions have been getting more expensive. Will Reinhardt is a senior research fellow at Utah State University. He says the virtual format means parties don't have to reserve a huge venue, get everyone in the same room, and make sure everyone has food.
It's really, really easy to get your message out quite quickly with a pretty low production process.
What's still unclear, he says, is whether virtual messaging can push people to vote. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.